Chapter 3.
All of a sudden, something weird happens. Randy goes from meathead to marshmallow.
Ruby! Hi! Cough! How are you?
I'm okay, Ruby answers, looking a little puzzled. What are you guys doing?
Well, ooh, us? Oh, you know, just messing around.
Messing around is one way of putting it. Here's another. He's trying to kill me.
Anyway, I should probably take off, Randy stutters.
Then, and don't say you predicted this because you didn't, he lets me go.
I've got a whole lot of, stuff to do.
He doesn't say what kind of stuff, but who cares? If it doesn't involve me losing massive amounts of blood, I'm all for it. As Randy disappears around the corner, I breathe a huge sigh of relief.
Phew! Guess I'll head home now.
Ruby sort of hesitates. I think she's waiting for me to say something, but this feels different from talking to her in class. This is real. I rack my brain for some sort of clever response. Come on, Nate. You can do this!
Blurf! Whap!
Or maybe you can't do this. Nice going, dipwad. Smooth as a sack of sandpaper.
Why didn't I start a conversation?
Nate, what was that all about?
I feel my cheeks getting warm. What do you mean?
Randy,
Teddy answers.
I was sure he was about to pulverize you.
Yeah,
Francis chimes in.
Then Ruby showed up, and he stopped. That's not typical Randy behavior.
He might have thought Ruby would get him in trouble,
Teddy suggests.
You know, tell a teacher or something.
Francis is skeptical.
But would that have made him act so un-Randy-like? I doubt it.
Well, don't ask me why he let me off the hook.
No, ask me.
Dee Dee appears, looking at the three of us and her boy.